Yeah, thank you guys. This is cool. This is my first time being here, and it's been a pleasure. I would say, Carl, we had fun yesterday, didn't we?
We did a great time.
We were hanging out and we were writing these songs because we were a little ambitious. Carl has too many stories, so we did two songs. But we were writing these songs, and what was it? It was about 3 o'clock, and we get out of the room, and no one's here. Everyone had left. So we're searching the barn for everything. I don't know if you know, there's a game room upstairs. And so Carl and I, we were playing basketball and pickleball and some things like that. You should see him on that skee ball. Wow, he's something else. But this first song, I think certainly that row of folks know, but I think anyone would notice the first, very quickly when you meet Carl, he's sharp, inquisitive, and his stories reflected that. So you could tell that he enters a situation with questions, and if he doesn't know an answer, he finds it, and that's pretty cool. And so he had a lot of stories about that in the military, where he was questioning things and searching for answers. He had a Sergeant Brown. That's what this first song's about. That anytime anyone would ask a question, if it was a what question, he knew the answer. He could give you the answer right from the book, right? Is that about right, Carl?
Yeah.
He knew that thing front to back, is what Carl said. But if you'd ask him a why question, he would always say, no problem, take your seat. And so it didn't matter what he asked. If it was why, why are we here? Why do we have to do this? Or anything, it was always that same answer. So kind of took some of that story and we collected all these why questions and made this song. And one of my other favorite things that I took away from that first story is Carl said that he started to count down the minutes. And his time that used to mean so much to him stopped being important because he was counting down, and he didn't like that. So that stuck with me.